Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Sean P, man. Crucifix, man. Seen a lot of good people die, man. Real young, man.
I done been through hell and I felt the pain. I done seen the whole world go through a whole lot of change. I seen a mama watch a baby die just for getting high. And 20 minutes later go get high. I seen killers get justified. And all the why. Scratching my head, wonder how's it right. I seen some real good people die in the crossfire. Us some men afraid of losing their pride. And it's a pain in the suburbs and pain in the streets. And it's a war in the church, war in the east. And listen, half of us thirst, well, half of us feast. Instead of chasing this Hollywood peace, I sang so.
Welcome to another episode of Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude. I am your host, the Reverend Joseph C. Gomez, and I'm here to ride alongside you and be your road-tested guide through the twists and turns of life. I am the preacher with a passion for two wheels and a whole lot of faith. See our journey today? Rising strong, roaring past toxic relationships. And let me tell you what, I know all too well, first-hand experience, how these relationships can leave skid marks upon your soul. Today's ride is going to be an exploration of the power of breaking free from toxic bonds where pain and manipulation entwine with your story. Together, let's cruise through the lanes of self-discovery, fortitude, and faith as we shift gears to break free from the chains of toxicity. I'll see you inside.
Well, thank you for joining us inside. Good to see you again. So, life's journey sometimes leads us into relationships that leave scars instead of memories. And oh boy, have I weathered these storms. Just as a seasoned biker knows when to navigate cautiously through unfamiliar terrain, Scripture too serves as our guide. See, in Proverbs chapter 22, verses 24 to 25, that offers a roadmap. Do not make friends with a hot-tempered person. Do not associate with one easily angered. See, these verses are our GPS to steer clear of hazardous paths. Now, picture a time in my life when I walked beside someone who should have been my partner on this ride. A woman that I held real close and dear to my heart. But instead, the journey got rocky. Pain, manipulation, twisting the road. I found myself in a storm of dismissiveness where every achievement was belittled, leaving me feeling inadequate. Let me tell you something, my friends. Right here, Scripture. Scripture and faith became my armor, guiding me away from the tumultuous path of toxicity. I had to learn the power of my self-worth. You see, have you ever felt your spirit dimmed by someone whose words chip away at your self-worth? You know, it's peck, 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 one piece at a time. See, it's time to reclaim that flame. My road companions, as men of unwavering faith and fortitude, we're not merely spectators, okay? We're riders deserving of relationships that honor our journey. Anchored by 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit? You see, our faith is our compass, guiding us towards relationships that uplift and amplify our strengths, not diminish it and tear away, okay, and make us weak. We don't want those types. We want the ones that amplify our strengths, Okay? Now, imagine a moment when someone's words cast a shadow on your achievements. You know, no one likes that. You know, and it's leaving you feeling diminished. It's a page from my own journey. One where faith and scripture became my anchor. Just as I recognize my inherent worth, so can you. See, my path taught me that our worth is not shaped by others or defined by the opinions of others. No, it's defined by the unshakable and unbreakable faith and fortitude that we have inside us. Now, escaping the grasp of toxic relationships is like lifting your bike from a rut, okay? It requires strength, determination, resilience, and yes, sometimes the helping hand of a fellow rider. See, we look back in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, you know, Joseph rising above betrayal, okay? That's our guiding light. Much like a group of riders supports each other, our faith forms a brotherhood that rises beside us, guiding us toward our healing. Now, I want you to consider the tale of Job. This was a man who faced unrelenting trials and emerged with his faith unshaken. Job's journey teaches us that our worth remains unbreakable, even amid life storms. Similar to how Job leaned on his faith and the support of his community, we too need to lean on our faith and the bonds of brotherhood as we navigate the road to healing. We need to start embracing the liberation and the renewal in our lives. Okay? So, our pursuit of liberation from toxicity isn't just about changing lanes. It's about revving up our engines for a fresh start. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19, that whispers, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing." It's time to throttle up and embrace the open road of rebirth. Imagine a modern day warrior, okay, that faced adversity head on, rewriting his journey. His triumphs echo like thunder, igniting our own spark of inspiration. Much like this modern road warrior, we too choose renewal, shedding the weight of toxicity and embracing the winds of change and the winds of transformation. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Good to go? Now, before we wrap this up, okay, let me share with you a page from my own life. A tale that resonates with our theme today. See, I once stood beside someone who should have been a beacon of light on this journey. A woman that I held near and dear to my heart, you know. Instead, the road grew dark, a path twisted by pain and manipulation. There were moments when their words belittled my achievements, leaving me feeling inadequate, diminished, and hollow. It's tough, isn't it? To realize that someone you care about can chip away at your self-worth. See, I remember times when hands were raised against me, only to be blamed for causing it. It was a storm of dominance where every conversation revolved around them and my stories were brushed to the side. Friends, I've been there, caught in the tempest of dismissiveness and belittlement. But through it all, my faith became my anchor. See, my fellow riders on this journey of life became my support, and scripture became my guiding light. Just as I navigated my way to liberation, I invite you to find your strength and your faith and your support system. Remember, You are not alone on this ride. We ride together, carving our path toward healing. As we conclude this profound chapter, I want you to remember, liberation from toxicity is a ride toward freedom, a tribute to our unyielding spirit. To all my fellow renegades seeking liberation, I urge you to subscribe to and hit that notification bell and hit that like button as well, okay? And to the journey alongside of us. You're never alone, my people. Your fellow renegades and your unwavering faith right beside you on this journey of healing. Until our next adventure, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to ride strong, roar with resilience, and stride forward on the path to living free from the chains of toxicity. This is the Reverend Joseph C. Gomez signing off. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. God bless.
I lost my mind to reason, and ever since that day, life been crazy, man. I really ain't had too much to say. Sometimes I want revenge, but that's the devil's way. Or acting not, so I just get down on my knees and pray. I ask him to lead the way, but if it gets no better, just know I tried. Consider this my last letter to my fans, to my friends, to my family. When I leave this earth, I hope y'all all remember me. R.I.P. Shout out Quint, rest in peace, Preacher Main. I'ma hold it down, but swear to God, I miss you, man. R.I.P. You all, we miss you, Franco. Freaky T, he took it hard, I feel his pain, though.
So many cry, so many die over nothing at all. Giving their life up for something so small. I say,
man, you gotta wake up and thank God every day for living, man. You never know when you're gonna go, you understand? R.I.P. to all my homies, man. I love y'all, I miss you, man. We're gonna come join you one day, homie.
It's got some me hope in my future.
Tell them.
Cause pain in my past.
They don't see it though.
Yes, it will.
They don't see it though.
But I always been.